Good morning.
Good morning.
Greetings from Jefferson Park Baptist Church.
我从 JBBC 带来给大家的问安。
It's a great joy to be with you all this morning.
我很高兴今天早上跟大家在一起。
I'm excited to look at this passage from Luke chapter 7.
让我们来看一看路加福音第七章的这些经文。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意地爱主你的神。
That was the response of the Lord Jesus Christ when he was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?"
这是当有人问耶稣最大的诫命是什么的时候，耶稣给他回答。
To love God is the greatest commandment, the greatest joy, the greatest good.
所以呢，爱神呢是最大的诫命，是最好的事情，也是最高兴的事情。
But have you ever wondered?Why is it that some people seem to love God more than others?
但是请问大家想过没有，好像有些人爱神比另外一些人多一些。
Why are some so zealous for God and others not so much?
为什么有些人对神是这么的热心，有些人却不是这样的。
What is the reason behind that?
大家有没有想过这后面的原因呢？
What about you? Why do you love God?
你怎么样呢？你为什么爱神呢？
Or if you don't, why not?
如果你不爱神，为什么不爱神呢？
Well, I believe our passage this morning can help us answer these questions.
所以呢，我相信呢，今天早上这个经节呢，可以让帮助我们回答这些问题。
Luke 7:36-50 declares a simple principle.
所以呢，路加福音第七章36-50节呢，它讲了一个非常清晰的一个原则。
Our measure of love for God.Should reflect the measure of forgiveness we've received from Him.
所以呢，我们对神的爱呢，是与我们所受的饶恕成正比的。
Now, does this mean that God shows more forgiveness to certain people and less to others?
哦，那这么说来的话，神是不是偏心呢？会不会给一些人呢，饶恕多一些，多于另外一些人呢？
Certainly not.
当然不是这样的。
He offers full and true forgiveness to all who would come to Him.
他给人的是完全的真实的饶恕，只要是到他面前来的人。
But our sense of how much forgiveness we think we need can vary.
但是我们对自己感觉我们需要多大的饶恕是每个人都不一样的。
Those who understand just how much God has forgiven them will love him more.
所以那一些知道神爱饶恕他有多大的人就会更爱他。
Those who think they have little need to be forgiven of will love God less.
反过来说，那些认为自己不需要多少饶恕的人，就会爱神少一些。
Here's the main idea of this passage in a sentence.
所以呢，这是一句话的总结。今天
，If you don't realize how much forgiveness you need, you will never love God as you should.
如果你不能够清楚地认识到自己需要多么大的饶恕，你就会永远不会像你应该的那样的来爱神。
I'll repeat that one more time. If you don't realize how much forgiveness you need, you will never love God as you should.
所以呢，如果你不能够认识到自己有多么大的需要神的饶恕，我们永远就不会像我们应该的那样来爱神。
With that being said, we'll walk through this story in 3 points.
所以呢，我们今天呢，再把这个故事呢，要分三点来讲。
My prayer is that in doing so, you will grow in your love for God and your appreciation of His forgiveness.
所以我的祷告呢，是在学习完今天的经文之后，你会增加你对神的爱，因为你能够更加的知道自己有多么的需要饶恕。
Point number one, a difference in love.
第一点是不同的爱。
A difference in love.
不同的爱。
Look with me at verses 36-39.
我们一起来看一看36-39。
When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table.
所以呢，当有一个法利赛人请耶稣去他们家吃饭的时候，他就到他的那个家里面，并且就是靠在那个桌子边上。
A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house.So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume.
所以呢，有一个当地的一个女人是一个罪人，她听说了这件事情之后，她就带了一罐的那个香膏过来。
As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.
所以呢, 她站在耶稣背后,挨着他的脚哭, 眼泪湿了耶稣的脚, 就用自己的头发擦干, 又用水连连亲他的脚,把香膏抹上。
When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner."
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：“这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。”
At this point in the book of Luke, Jesus has been mainly ministering in the region of Galilee.
所以在这段经文的那段时间里面呢，耶稣主要是在加利利地区侍奉。
This was where Jesus grew up and where he called his first disciples.
这是耶稣长大的地方，也是他招他第一批门徒的地方。
And around the age of 30, his public ministry begins there.
他30岁的时候呢，他开始在这里做他的事工。
Jesus teaches and preaches with great authority in the synagogues.
在那里呢，他教导，他讲道，他有很大的那个权柄。
He performs miracles such as casting out demons, healing the sick, even raising the dead to life.
他也行了很多的神迹，包括赶出鬼怪，然后治疗病人，甚至把死人复活。
All of this causes a great stir of interest among the people.
所以这些他做的事情呢，让周围的人都对他很有兴趣。
Everywhere he goes, great crowds follow him.
每当他去某个地方，都有很多人跟着他。
Who is this Jesus, they ask?
他们就想,这个耶稣到底是谁呢?
How does he do such great miracles?
他怎么会行这么多神迹呢?
Could he be the Christ, the Son of God?
他会不会是弥赛亚,是那个神的儿子呢?
And it is also the Pharisees, especially, who have their eyes on him.
然后那些法利赛人也特别关注耶稣。
The Pharisees were the religious leaders of the Jews.
法利赛人是当时的犹太人的宗教领袖。
All the people looked up to them as the holy and authoritative teachers of the law.
当时的人们呢，看这些法利赛人，就像是他们是圣洁的，并且是有权柄解释神的话语的人。
But Jesus has been clashing heads with them.
但是耶稣跟他们总是有各种争斗。
He claims the authority to forgive sins.
他自称他有权柄来饶恕罪。
He heals a man on the Sabbath.
他在安息日的时候治疗一个人。
He eats even with sinners and tax collectors.
耶稣他居然跟罪人跟税吏能一起吃饭。
None of what he does is wrong or sinful.
虽然这些做的事情他不是什么错了或者是有罪的。
In fact, it shows his divine power and authority.
其实是这样，他所做这些事情是彰显他的神圣的权柄和他的能力。
But the Pharisees disapprove of what he does, and they are angry with him.
但是法利赛人不喜欢他做这些事情，他们对他很生气。
Well, all this context takes us into verse 36.
所以呢，这个背景呢，就让我们进入第36节。
One of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭。
This was a common custom back then to invite respected teachers into your home for a meal.
这是当时是有这个传统，他们请他们尊敬的老师到他们家里去吃饭。
And in their culture, a meal was not a casual thing.
在当时的那个文化背景之下，吃饭不是一件随便的事情。
It's not like today where you can just order fast food at the drive-thru.
就现在的话，你有的时候吃饭就是买一点快餐就行了。
For them, a meal was a deeply social act.
对他们来说，一起吃饭是一个非常重要的一个社交场合。
It was inviting someone into your life, into your home.
他的意思是你请人进入你的家庭，进入你的生命。
To share a meal with someone was to show honor, to show trust and fellowship.
当你跟一个人吃饭的时候，你这是表达你的尊重，表达你的信任，而且表达你愿意他们在一起。
But here we see that this invitation comes from a Pharisee.
所以在这里呢，我们看到这个邀请呢是一个叫西门的法利赛人。
Remember that the Pharisees have a problem with Jesus.
你记得刚才我刚刚说过，法利赛人跟耶稣是有问题的。
So we can already imagine that tension might be coming.
所以我们能感觉到这里面已经有一些张力了。
And it makes us wonder, how genuine is Simon's offer of hospitality?
这让我们要反思这个西门请他来的时候他心里到底有 多少的真诚。
From the rest of the story, it seems like he's not inviting Jesus to truly show respect and honor to him.
如果我们从整个故事来看的话看很可能他邀请耶稣来并不是真正的要表达他对耶稣的尊敬。
Instead, it seems like he's doing so to test him, to size him up.
反过来看的话他有可能是想试一试耶稣看看他到底有什么样的。
He wants to see for himself, what's the big deal about this Jesus?
他想自己看一看这个耶稣到底有什么了不起的。
Well, in any case, Jesus accepts the invitation.
不管怎么样耶稣接受了他的邀请。
And a woman from the town hears that Jesus is at this dinner.
然后城里呢有个人呢有个女人听说耶稣在这个饭席上。
And it says about this woman that she lived a sinful life.
第三十七节说她是一个罪人。
This is another way of saying that she is a prostitute.
这是一个另外就是说她是一个妓女的另外一个说法。
So she would have been looked down upon in her community.
所以她的周围的人呢都看不起她。
She would have been viewed by others as shameful and immoral and unclean.
所以别人看她是可耻的是不道德的是不洁净的。
This dinner with a respected Pharisee would be the last thing that she could come to.
所以像这种场合她应该是最不愿意来的。
However, she learns that Jesus is there.
但是她听说耶稣在这里。
And it seems that previously she had encountered Jesus at some point.
所以看起来她以前可能是碰到过耶稣。
Because when she hears that he is there, she immediately goes there with this expensive alabaster jar of perfume.
因为呢当她 一旦听说耶稣在那里的时候她马上就去了那里并且带来了一瓶很极其贵重的香膏。
And in verse 38, we see what she does.
所以38节里面讲了她做的事情。
Says, as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.
她站在耶稣的背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。她用她自己的头发把它擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，并且把香膏抹上。
The woman shows extravagant love to Jesus.
这个女人对耶稣表达了极大的爱。
She cannot help but begin to weep as she sees him.
她一到了那里，她就忍不住，她就哭了起来。
And as her tears fall upon his feet, she even wipes his feet with her hair.
当她的眼泪落在她脚上的时候，她又用她的头发把她的脚擦干。
Feet would be dirty from walking around all day in the dust.
你们想一想，这个脚每天到处走，上面有多少的灰尘？
By washing his feet, she acts as a servant.
在洗他耶稣的脚的时候，他是他的servant, 仆人。
She humbles herself and lowers herself before him.
他在耶稣的面前，他谦卑自己，他放低自己。
She even kisses his feet.
他甚至亲他的脚。
And then she anoints his feet with this precious perfume.
然后。他用他那个非常贵重的香膏 来抹耶稣的脚。
This perfume was very expensive. It could have been worth up to a year's worth of wages.
这瓶香膏非常非常的贵，可能价值是一年的工资。
So this is an extraordinary act of devotion and honor to Jesus.
这是对耶稣一个非同寻常的尊重。
What she does is humiliating and even scandalous.
然后他做的事情其实是蛮有羞辱性的，甚至有一些 scandalous， 甚至有一些丑闻性。
I mean, can you imagine this?
你能够想象这样的事情吗
？Everyone there knows she's a prostitute and looks down upon her.
当时在那里的人，每个人都知道她是个妓女，每个人都瞧不起她。
She's an immoral outcast of society.
他是社会上所排斥的人。
And she shows up to this dinner uninvited, and she starts weeping and washing the feet of Jesus.
然后没有人邀请他自己就出现在这个晚饭上。然后他开始哭然后为那个晚饭的客人洗脚。
Imagine how everyone must have been thinking, what is this woman doing?
他就想一想，周围的所有的人看着这个事情，都在想着，都在想这个女人到底在干什么。
And yet she does not care at all.
但是她一点都不担心这些事情。
She doesn't care that she wasn't invited to the dinner.
她不管她没有被邀请。
She doesn't care that everyone there is watching her and judging her.
她也不管每个人都在那里看着她，并且判断她。
Because her Lord is there.
因为他的神在那里
And she loves him.
他爱他的神
He means everything to her.
耶稣对他来说是所有的一切
Her great love of God pushes out any fear of man.
所以他对神的爱让他可以 不担心世上的人
The bigger God is to you, the smaller other people will be to you as well.
所以呢，神在你的心里越大，别人的眼光在你的心里就越小。
The woman loved Jesus more than the opinions of others.
所以这个女人，她爱耶稣过于人的观点。
She loved Jesus more than her dignity and even more than her possessions.
她爱耶稣超过了她个人的尊严，也超过了她所拥有的一切的事情。
This woman shows extraordinary love to her Lord.
这个女人表达了她对主的无限的爱。
She demonstrates what it means to be a Christian.
她让我们知道基督徒的含义。
What does it mean to be a Christian after all?
基督徒到底是什么意思呢?
Well, a Christian is fundamentally someone who loves the Lord Jesus above all else.
一个基督徒就是一个爱主超过一切的人。
A Christian is someone for whom Jesus means everything.
基督徒就是说耶稣是他的一切。
A true Christian is not someone who merely follows some rules and shows up to church on Sunday.
真正的基督徒不是一些遵守规则然后星期天来教会的人。
A true Christian is someone who worships Jesus, who is devoted to him, who loves him.
真正的基督徒是敬拜耶稣然后爱耶稣的人。
This woman shows great love to Jesus, but what about Simon?
所以这个女人选择了她要爱神，那个西门怎么样呢?
How does Simon respond to her actions?
然后西门是对她的那个行为是怎么反应的呢?
Look with me at verse 39.
看看第39节。
When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this,He said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner.
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。
Simon looks down upon this woman.
西门他瞧不起这个女人。
You can almost hear the contempt in his voice.
你可以看见他那个心里的这个轻蔑。
Look at this woman.
你看这个女人。
She is a sinner.
她是个罪人。
He wants nothing to do with her.
他不想跟这个女人有什么关系。
In his heart, he thinks of this woman as lesser than him.
在他的心里，这个女人在他面前是下等的。
Simon is self-righteous and prideful.
所以西门是一个自以为意，是一个骄傲的人。
But not only does Simon look down upon the woman, he also looks down upon Jesus.
所以这个西门他不仅是瞧不起这个女人，他也瞧不起耶稣基督。
Instead of honoring Jesus as the woman does, he questions if he is really a prophet.
他没有像那个女人一样的来尊重耶稣，他反而他要问这个耶稣到底是不是个先知。
Because he thinks in his heart, surely if Jesus knew who this woman was,then there is no way he would let her touch him.
因为他心里想，如果耶稣基督真是一个先知的话，他是不会让这样的女人来碰他的。
You see, the Pharisees were very concerned with purity and holiness.
所以法利赛人很 care 他们的纯洁，他们的圣洁。
They separated themselves from Gentiles and anyone they considered unclean.
所以他们把自己跟所有的外邦人，所以他们认为不洁净的人都分离开来。
So it is unthinkable for Simon that Jesus would let this sinful woman touch him.
所以对西门来说，他无法想象耶稣居然让这个罪有罪的女人来摸他。
And so that leads Simon to look down upon Jesus.
所以西门他就瞧不起耶稣基督。
He dishonors Jesus silently in his heart.
他在他的心里偷偷摸摸的瞧不起耶稣。
Friends, what is your love for Jesus like?
亲爱的朋友们，你是怎样爱耶稣的呢？
Is it more like the woman who shows great devotion and love?
更像那个女人是献上了一切，献上那么大的爱呢？
Or is it more like Simon, who both honors Jesus and others little?
其实根本就不尊重耶稣，也不尊重别人。
Friends, Jesus is worthy of all of our love.
亲爱的朋友们，耶稣基督是值得我们所有的爱。
And yet we see in this passage there is a great difference between the woman and the Simon. And Simon.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看到那个女人跟这个西门他们的爱是完全不一样。
Where does that difference come from?
那这个不同是从哪里来的呢？
Why is it that the woman loves Jesus, yet Simon does not?
为什么那个女人爱耶稣，西门他不爱耶稣呢？
Well, Jesus responds with a parable to help us understand why.
所以呢耶稣呢他就讲了一个例子讲给他们听，让我们来理解这个不同之处。
And that brings us to point number two, a difference in debt.
所以我今天要讲的第二点是债务的不同。
Point number two, a difference in debt.
是第二点是讲一个不同的债务。
Look with me at verses 40 to 43.
所以我们读第40到43节。
Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you.Tell me, teacher, he said.
耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子，请说。
Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50.
耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠50两银子，一个欠5两银子。
Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now which of them...will love him more.
因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？
Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven.
西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。
You have judged correctly, Jesus said.
耶稣说，你断得不错。
Jesus' response here proves that he is indeed a prophet.
所以耶稣的回答证明他真的是一个先知。
Because he knows what Simon is thinking, and so he responds with this parable.
他知道西门心里想的事情，他就已经给了一个回应。
A parable is a story that uses earthly realities to illustrate spiritual truths.
所以这个 parable 呢，它是这样的一种故事，它用这个世上能够理解的事情来展示一个属灵的一个真相。
In this case, there are two people who owe money to a moneylender.
在这个里面呢，两个人都欠钱。
One owes 500 denarii and the other 50.
一个人欠50两银子，一个人欠5两银子。
A denarius was one day's wage, so these are not small amounts of money.
当时0.1 两银子是一天的工资，所以这些不是小数目。
But the point is not so much the absolute amount, but the relative comparison of those amounts.
但在这里面的关键并不是说这个总量是多少，而是这两个数目的不同之处。
One of them owes 10 times more than the other.
一个人比另外一个人要欠了多了十倍。
Yet both are unable to pay.
两个人都还不出来。
And so the moneylender forgives both of their debts.
所以那个债主呢，把他们两个人都给饶了。
He absorbs the cost of what was owed.
所以他呢，接受了他的自己的损失。
And the question Jesus asks is, which of them will love him more?
所以耶稣的问题是，这两个人里面哪一个更爱那个债主呢？
Simon answers correctly.
西门回答是正确的。
It's clearly the one who had the bigger debt forgiven.
当然是那个欠的多的人。
The principle is simple.
所以这原则是很简单的。
The more you are forgiven of, the more you will love the one who forgave you.
你被饶恕的越多，你就越是爱那个饶恕你的人。
But why does Jesus tell this story to Simon?
但是为什么耶稣要把这个故事讲给西门听呢？
It's because he's bringing that principle to bear on his heart.
所以他要把这个原则讲到西门的心里面。
Consider the patience of Jesus.
大家看一看耶稣是多么的有耐心。
Simon has just questioned him and dishonored him in his own heart.
其实当时西门问他的时候，其实很不尊敬他的。
Jesus has every right to rebuke him.
所以耶稣可以斥责他。
And yet, Jesus patiently teaches Simon to help him see where he has gone wrong.
但是耶稣很耐心的让西门看到他是哪里是搞错了。
Simon understands this principle, but he doesn't realize how it applies to him.
西门呢理解这个原则，但是他不知道这个原则如何能够应用在他自己的身上。
In Scripture, debt is a common analogy for sin.
在圣经里面，很多时候讲债的时候是讲我们的罪。
Because our sin is the debt that we owe to God.
我们的罪是我们欠神的债。
God is the most lovely and worthy being.
神是最值得爱、最有价值的。
He created us and gave us life.
他创造了我们，给了我们生命。
And yet we rebel against him and turn our backs upon him.
但是我们背叛了他，我们背离了他。
All of us do what we want instead of what God wants.
我们做的事情都是自己想做的事情，而不是神要我们做的事情。
We do not give God the worship and love and reverence that he deserves.
我们没有给神他应得的敬拜，应得的敬畏。
And so just as in this parable, the two people owe a debt to the moneylender, so also we owe a debt to God.
就像这个故事里讲的，那些人对债主有欠钱，我们所有的人都欠了神的债。
But in this parable, we need to be careful to understand what the amount of debt represents.
但是在这个故事里面，我们特别注意，就是说这些债的数量的意义。
Here the debt corresponds not to the amount of sin, but to the awareness of sin.
这里讲的债的多少，不是我们罪的多少，而是我们对罪认识的多少。
In the context of this story, the debtor who owes 50 denarii corresponds to people like Simon.
在这个故事里面，那个欠五两银子的人就像西门一样。
These are people who think little of their sin, little of their debt to God.
这些人自以为他们的罪很小，他们自以为自己欠神很少。
They don't think they're very much of a sinner.
他们不认为自己是多么大的罪人。
They don't think they need that much forgiveness.
他们不认为自己需要多少的饶恕。
But on the other hand, the debtor who owes 500 denarii corresponds to people like the woman.
但是从另外一面来看，那个欠50两银子的人就像这个女人一样，500两。
These people understand how great their sin is, how great their debt to God is.
这些人真正的理解他们的罪有多么的大，他们欠神有多么的多。
They realize just how much forgiveness they need from God.
他们理解他们需要神多么大的救恩。
So the point is not that Simon is just a small sinner who needs a bit of forgiveness.
所以我要告诉你们呢，不是西门是一个小的罪人，他需要少量的饶恕。
The point is not that this woman is a great sinner who needs so much more forgiveness.
我要告诉你，也不是这个女人是一个更大的罪人，她需要更多的饶恕。
No, the point is that Simon's sense of his own sin was small.
不是这样的，要点是西门他以为自己的罪很小。
He didn't think of himself as much of a sinner.
他不认为自己是多么大的一个罪人。
He thought of himself as a pretty good and a pretty righteous person.
他觉得自己蛮好的，他觉得自己是一个公义的人。
He didn't think he needed very much of God's forgiveness.
他不认为自己需要多少神的饶恕。
But oh, how the woman did.
但是看看这个女人是怎么样的呢
？Look at how she knew her deep sinfulness.
她知道自己是多么深的在罪里面。
She was aware of the great debt that she owed to God.
她很清醒的知道她自己欠神多么大的债。
And she also understood how great, therefore, God's forgiveness to her was.
因为这个原因，她就能够理解神给她的饶恕是多么的大。
That was the difference between Simon and the woman.
这是西门跟这个女人根本的不同。
At the end of the day, they were both great sinners.
在最后我们看的时候，他们两个人都是很大的罪人。
But it was only the woman who realized that.
但是只有这个女人能够清醒地认识到这一点。
Friends, what do you think of your sin?
亲爱的朋友们，你们如何看待自己的罪呢？
What do you think of your debt to God?
你知不知道你自己欠神的债是多少呢？
Do you think of that as a big deal or not really?
你真的认为这是很大的一件事情，还是一件轻描淡写的事情呢？
The reason our sin is so great is ultimately because of the one it's committed against.
我们要知道我们的罪的大小最根本的是因为我们冒犯了谁。
Let's think about an example.
让我们想举个例子来看。
If someone were to hit a dog, that would be one thing.
如果你开车不小心撞了一条狗，这是一个问题。
But if they were to hit a person, how much worse would that be?
但是你如果撞了一个人的话，这个问题要是不是要大得多得多。
Because humans are made in the image of God, they are far more valuable.
因为人是照着神的形象创造的，所以他们是更有价值的。
And now imagine if you were to hit the president of the U.S.
现在想得更大一点，如果你撞到的是美国的总统，那问题是不是更大一些呢？
How much more severe would that punishment be?
这回你要受的惩罚会不会就更大了呢？
The degree of a sin is in part determined by who it's committed against.
所以我们要记住，我们罪的大小有很大部分程度上是决定于我们是得罪了谁。
And all sin is ultimately committed against God.
所以我们所有的罪，最根本的都是冒犯了神。
Every sin is ultimately an act of rebellion against His will.
所有的罪，最根本的，它的根本就是我们行了，与神的旨意不同的事情，我们是背叛了神的旨意。
When we sin, we are declaring, I am Lord of my life, not God.
我们犯罪的时候，我们说的事情就是说，我是我自己生命的主，不是神是我生命的主。
That is why our sin is so great.
这就是为什么我们的罪是这么的大。
Because it's committed against God, the greatest and loveliest being.
因为我们犯的罪是冒犯了最伟大的、最有爱的神。
And because our debt is so great, we are never able to repay it.
因为我们的罪是如此的大，我们永远是不可能偿清的。
Growing up, my mom always said, never borrow money from anyone.
所以我长大的过程中，我妈妈总是教导我，永远不要向人借钱。
And if you absolutely have to, then repay them as soon as you can.
如果你必须借钱的话，你应该尽快的把钱还回去。
Well, that's good advice for earthly life, for dealing with fellow humans.
啊，这个建议对于在世上的生活还是蛮有道理的，对于我们人之间的关系是很有帮助的。
But it does not apply when it comes to dealing with God.
但是这个建议来对跟神来说的话是没法实行的。
Because we can never repay the debt that we owe to God.
我们永远付不起我们欠神的债。
Our debt is like a mountain that only grows bigger and bigger every day.
我们的罪就像一个山一样，它每一天都在长大。
Every sinful thought, word, or deed only adds to it.
我们每一个有罪的想法，每一个有罪的话语，每一个有罪的行为，都加在我们的罪的这个大山之上。
How could we ever repay it?
我们怎么可能有一天能够付得清呢？
We have no hope of repaying it.
我们是没有希望能够把它付清的。
So while some of us may owe greater debts and some of us lesser debts,
所以有的人也许欠神的多一点点，也许有人欠神稍微少一点点。
But in either case, we are like the debtors in this parable.
但是不管怎么样，我们就像这个故事里面这两个欠债的人一样的。
We are unable to pay God back.
我们是不可能付清我们欠神的债的。
Nothing we do can take away our debt.
我们做的任何的事情都不能把我们的罪能够拿掉。
Nothing good we do can satisfy God's standard of righteousness.
我们所做的一切的事情都不能够满足神那完美的标准。
All of us fall far, far short of the perfection He demands.
所以我们每一个人离神的要求要远得多得多得多得多。
So do you see the seriousness of your sin?
所以请问大家能不能看到我们罪有多么的严重？
Do you feel the weight of its debt, that its price is death.
你能不能想到这个罪的分量？因为罪的工价就是死。
I believe the woman did, yet Simon did not.
所以我们能够看到，那个女人是知道这件事情的，但是西门他不知道。
See, the problem is Simon didn't view sin in this way.
所以西门他看罪不是这样来看的。
He viewed sin by human standards instead of God's standard.
他看罪是用人的标准而不是按照神的标准。
Because by outward appearance, he didn't look like much of a sinner.
因为从人的标准来看的话，西门觉得自己好像不是什么罪人。
He thought of himself as a respectable Pharisee.
他觉得自己是一个很受尊敬的法利赛人。
But he had failed to measure his sin against God's standard.
但是他忘记了，他应该按照神的标准来看待他自己。
And so because of that, that led him to look down upon the woman.
因为他有这样的看法，他就瞧不起那个女人。
He exalted himself above her.
他把自己抬到那个女人的之上。
But think about how foolish that is.
但是你如果真正想一想，这是多么愚蠢的想法。
Because Jesus, the perfect Son of God, is right there before him.
因为耶稣，神的完美的儿子，就在他的面前。
And yet Simon doesn't compare himself to Christ.
但他自己没有想到，他可以跟耶稣比一比。
He doesn't see his own unworthiness in the light of Christ.
他没有能够看到他在耶稣的光面前，他是自己是多么的没有价值。
Instead, he compares himself to the woman.
但是他拿自己跟那个女人来相比。
And he considers himself spiritually superior.
他觉得自己在属灵方面要比那个女人要胜一筹。
This reveals Simon's self-righteousness and pride.
这其实表达出来的是西门他内心的自以为意和他的骄傲。
It shows how little he thought of his own sin.
所以这更显示出他对自己的罪是多么的无知无觉。
He saw the woman's sin, but he was blind to his own.
他看到那个女人的罪，但他对自己的罪是瞎眼的。
Brothers and sisters, are we not sometimes the same way?
弟兄姐妹们，有的时候我们是不是也是这样呢？
Are there people that you are tempted to treat this way?
我们是不是也是这样来对待别人呢？
People that you are tempted to look down upon while exalting yourself?
你是不是常常瞧不起别人来抬高自己呢？
Brothers and sisters, we must beware of such self-righteousness.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要真的是很警醒我们这样的自以为意的心。
We must not be quick to notice the sins of others while making light of our own.
我们不要那么快的去找到别人的罪，而是忽视自己内心的罪。
Because when you look down on others, you cannot look up to God.
当你瞧不起别人的时候，你是不能够仰视神的。
So if we truly see how great our debt is,
所以呢，我们要真正的看到我们的罪债有多么的大。
If we see that, we know there is no place for self-righteousness.
所以如果我们真正理解这一点的话，我们是不可能自以为意的。
Well, so far we've seen the difference in love and the difference in debt with this woman and Simon.
所以在前面的两点里面，我们讲到了这个女人跟这个西门，他们对神不同的爱，然后他们对自己的债不同的认识。
But there is one more important difference that this passage presents.
然后最后还有一点，这个经文表达出来的。
That brings us to point number three, a difference in forgiveness.
是不同的饶恕。
Point number three, a difference in forgiveness.
第三点我要讲的是不同的饶恕。
Look with me at verses 44 to 50.
看看44到第50节。
Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet.But she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair.
于是转过来向着那女人便对西门说你看见这女人吗我进了你的家你没有给我水洗脚但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚用头发擦干。
You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet.
你没有与我亲嘴但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。
You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet.
你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little.
所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，但那赦免少的，她的爱少。
Then Jesus said to her, Your sins are forgiven.
于是对那女人说你的罪赦免了。
The other guests began to say among themselves, Who is this who even forgives sins?
同席的人心里说这是什么人 竟赦免人的罪呢？
Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安地回去吧。
Again, we see here the difference in love between the woman and Simon.
这里我们又一次看到了这个女人跟这个西门对耶稣的爱的不同。
Three times Jesus contrasts their actions.
在三个地方，耶稣拿这个女人跟这个西门做了强烈的对比。
Simon didn't give Jesus water to wash his feet, which was a basic practice in that day.
西门居然没有给耶稣端水来洗脚，这是当年主人应该做的事情。
And yet the woman washed his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair.
但是那个女人用眼泪来湿了耶稣的脚，然后又用头发擦干。
Simon didn't greet Jesus as he should have with a kiss, as was the custom.
西门在耶稣进来的时候没有亲他，是当时尊重客人的一个表达。
And yet the woman did not cease to kiss his feet.
但是那个女人弯下身来不断地亲耶稣的脚。
Simon didn't show honor to Jesus by anointing his head with oil.
西门没有用油来膏耶稣的头来尊敬他。
And yet the woman anointed his feet with precious perfume.
然后那个女人是用最珍贵的香膏来膏抹耶稣的脚。
Oh, how extraordinary the love of this woman for her Lord.
所以你看看这个女人对她的主的爱是多么的深。
And yet how half-hearted is Simon's love.
所以西门的心其实就这么乱七八糟，一半一半的。
What conclusion should be drawn from this difference in love?
所以我们能怎么来看待这样很不一样的爱呢？
The key is verse 47.
关键是47节。
Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown.
所以我要告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多。
But whoever has been forgiven little, loves little.
但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。
The difference in their love resulted or came from a difference in their forgiveness.
所以他们的爱的不同是因为他们的饶恕，受到的饶恕的不同。
The woman's great love reveals that she had been forgiven.
所以这个女人的爱表现出来，她已经被饶恕了。
Simon's lack of love reveals that he had not been forgiven.
所以西门他没有爱，表达出来他其实没有被饶恕。
It's not that the woman's love earned her forgiveness.
我这里说的不是说她的爱挣到了她的饶恕。
Her love is not what repaid the debt.
她的爱不是用来还债的。
Nothing we do can merit God's forgiveness.
我们不管做什么事情都不值得神的饶恕的。
But the woman's love flows from the freedom of having her sins forgiven.
但是她这个女人的爱是表现出当他被饶恕之后他的爱就能够流淌出来。
Jesus himself says this in verse 48.
所以在48节耶稣说道，
Your sins are forgiven.
你的罪赦免了。
When the other guests hear this, they are shocked.
所有的那些同席的人听了都很震惊。
They say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins?
他们自己说，这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢？
Every Jew knew that the authority to forgive belongs to God alone.
所以因为所有的犹太人都知道唯一能够赦罪的是神他自己。
Only God can forgive sins because all sins are committed against him.
为什么只有神能够饶恕罪呢？因为所有的罪都是针对神的。
So how then can Jesus forgive sins?
如果这样看的话，耶稣怎么可以来饶恕罪呢？
The answer is because he would eventually go to the cross and die and rise in our place.
所以这个答案我们是知道的，是因为耶稣基督最后是上了十字架来为我们的罪而死。
Friends, the good news of the gospel is that Jesus came to save sinners.
所以我要告诉你们的好消息是，耶稣来是要救罪人的。
He came to bring forgiveness of sins to all who would trust in him.
他是要把所有信任他的人，他要把那个饶恕的那个救恩加给他们。
We do not deserve that one bit, but he came in his great love.
我们一点都不值得他的饶恕，但是他来的时候，他带了无限的爱。
Jesus is the Son of God who became fully man for our sake while remaining fully God.
所以耶稣来的时候，他为了我们的缘故，他是完完全全的人，但是同时他也是完完全全的神。
God came down and became man.
所以神来到人间，变成了人的形象。
In the person of Jesus Christ, he lived a perfect, sinless life that we failed to live.
所以耶稣基督作为一个人子来说，他在这个世上，他过了一个完全没有罪的生活，而这是我们没有能够做到的。
And even though he was innocent and righteous, he died upon the cross.
虽然他是无辜的，他在十字架上为我们而死。
On the cross, he bore our sins as a substitute.
所以呢，在那个十字架上，他代替我们所有的人，承担了罪的公价。
He satisfied the just wrath of God that we deserved.
所以他满足了神那个公义的审判，本来是我们应该得的。
And 3 days later, God raised him from the dead.
所以三天以后，他又从死里复活。
Jesus' resurrection shows that his sacrifice has been accepted.
所以耶稣的复活就告诉我们，他献上的这个赎价已经被接受了。
Jesus' resurrection demonstrates that God's wrath has been exhausted.
所以说，这个耶稣的复活说明神的那个震怒已经被满足了。
Because of his death and resurrection, the price of our sins has been paid.
因为耶稣基督的死和耶稣的复活，我们的罪债已经被还清。
And now Christ commands all people everywhere to repent of their sins and trust in him.
所以主耶稣基督说，世上所有的人都要悔改，来信任他。
This good news can be your salvation.
这个好的消息就是我们每一个人的好消息，我们的救恩。
All your sins, past, present, and future can be forgiven if you will turn from your sins and trust in Christ.
只要你从自己的罪里面转过来，转来信任主耶稣基督，你过去的、现在的和将来的罪都会被饶恕。
We cannot repay our debt on our own because we are spiritually bankrupt.
我们没有办法还我们自己的罪，因为我们在灵命上是破产的。
The only hope we have is what the money lender did.
我们唯一的希望是我们有这样的一个债主。
He forgave their debts.
他饶恕罪，饶恕债。
But this debt cannot just vanish into thin air.
但是这个债不是会忽然一下子就不见了。
If the debtors cannot pay, then the money lender himself must absorb that cost.
因为如果欠债的人不能还的话，那那个债主的话就要承担这些代价。
And that is what God has done in the person of His Son.
所以这是主耶稣基督为我们所做的。
He absorbed our debts and paid for our sins on the cross.
所以通过主耶稣基督，神甚至为我们付了所有的代价。
God could not be just if he simply cleared the guilty and let them go free.
所以神如果不通过这样一个过程的话，他不是一个公正的神，他就是让债就算了。
And the just penalty for our sin is eternal judgment in hell.
我们要记得对我们罪的公价的话是在地狱里面永恒的火。
Yet in his great love, he punished our sins upon Christ that those who believe in him might go free.
所以我们公义的神出于他的爱，他把所有的那个惩罚都放在主耶稣基督身上，所以我们可以得到自由。
Here's another way to say it.
这还有另外一个方法来看这个事情。
Either Christ pays for your sins or you pay for your sins.
要么基督为你付这个债，要么你自己付这个债。
So friends, is your debt paid?
亲爱的朋友们，你的债还了吗？
Have your sins been forgiven?
你的罪被饶恕了吗？
If not, trust in Christ today and receive his salvation.
如果还没有的话，我盼望你今天能够信主，能够接受你的救恩。
He has paid the debt that we can never repay on our own.
因为他已经还了我们永远还不上的债。
His sacrifice is the only way for our debts to be forgiven.
因为他的牺牲是我们唯一能够还清我们债的办法。
And this great forgiveness naturally leads to great love.
然后这样的饶恕就自然而然的就引到了那个最大的爱，很大的爱。
Those who have experienced God's mercy and forgiveness now want to live for him.
那些经历过神的饶恕的人，现在就要为神而活。
They understand the great and costly price that was paid for their forgiveness.
他们理解他们被饶恕的时候付上了那么沉重的代价。
They understand the great love of God.
他们理解神的爱是多么的大。
He did not owe it to us one bit.
神一点都不欠我们的。
We were sinners, he would have been just to send us to hell.
我们本来就是罪人，他如果把我们送到地狱去了，完完全全是公正的。
And yet how he loved us and gave his son for us.
但是他是这么的爱我，他们给我，他给我们他的爱子。
If you truly experience God's forgiveness, it transforms you.
如果你真正的接受神的饶恕的话，你会完完全全的成为一个新人。
It causes you to respond with overwhelming gratitude and love.
所以你就回应神，你就会有那种难以言表的对神的爱。
It changes you to become like this woman who loved the Lord so greatly.
就会让你变得像这个女人一样的，对神有这样无比的爱。
So if you're here today, have you experienced that transformation?
所以你如果在今天呢，你要问自己，我有没有产生这样的转变呢？
Do you have this great love for God because your debts have been forgiven?
你有没有因为神把你这么大的罪债给拿去了，你有这样对神这样大的爱呢？
Some people may say, well, God's forgiveness, does that become a license for sin?
那有人就说了，啊，我被神饶恕了，我是不是现在就有权接着就犯罪了呢？
Well, consider this.
啊，那你要再想一想。
Imagine if the man whose great debt had been forgiven just continued to accumulate debt the same way he had before.
你想想，如果一个被饶恕罪债的人，他就接着是在放荡不已，在积攒很多的罪债呢？
Imagine if this debtor just kept doing the same things that got him into debt in the first place.
啊，你想想，这个人如果他的那个过的生活跟原来一模一样，是他原来造成他欠债的原因的事情。
How foolish would that be?
你说这个人有多么的愚蠢呢？
How wrong would that be?
这有多么的错误呢？
How that would be just spitting in the face of the moneylender who forgave him.
这就好像是对着那个饶恕他的人的脸上吐唾沫一样的愚蠢。
God's forgiveness does not work that way.
神的饶恕不是这样的。
Those who his forgiveness touches, their lives are transformed.
那些被神饶恕的人，他们的生命是完全的改变了。
They have a changed life and great love for Christ.
所以他们的生活完全的改变，他们是对耶稣基督有无比的爱。
Now in this passage, we should also notice, not only does Jesus forgive the woman, he also assures her.
所以我们要看到在这个里面，主耶稣基督不光是饶恕他，他而且给他一个确据。
In fact, he says so three times.
他一共说了三次。
Verse 47, her many sins are forgiven.
47节，他许多的罪都赦免了。
Verse 48, your sins are forgiven.
48节，你的罪赦免了。
Verse 50, your faith has saved you, go in peace.
50节，你的罪，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
Why does Jesus repeat this assurance even three times?
为什么耶稣要讲三遍呢？
It's because sometimes we may feel the weight of our sins so greatly that we wonder, how could God love me?
有的时候我们对自己的罪感觉是这么的重，我们会想，神怎么可以饶恕我呢？
Sometimes we begin to see our debt so clearly, but we lose sight of God's forgiveness.
有的时候当我们看着我们的债看得这么重的时候，我们忘记了神的饶恕。
Sometimes we begin to question, are my sins truly forgiven?
啊，你就有的时候就想到我的罪到底被饶恕了没有。
So how kind of Jesus to repeat this assurance of forgiveness.
所以耶稣是这么的恩慈，他讲了三遍，你的罪被赦。
And also consider, how does Jesus assure her?
也想一想，主耶稣是如何跟他讲的。
It's by speaking to her.
是直接跟他讲话。
He tells her with his words that she is indeed forgiven.
他告诉他，你真的是被饶恕了。
And this applies to us as well today.
这也是对我们是可以应用的。
Jesus is ascended in heaven, no longer on this earth.
耶稣基督现在是已经升到了天上，现在不在地上。
But he continues to speak through his word.
但是他继续的用他的圣经对我们说话。
And in the scriptures, God has given us promises to comfort and assure us.
在圣经里面，神给了我们他的应许，他给了我们平安。
In 1 John 1:9, he says this.
在约翰一书一章九节，他说
：“If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.”
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And just to give another one from Psalm 103.
在诗篇103篇。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
God's word is our assurance of forgiveness.
神的话语是我们接受饶恕的一个确信。
He is who he says he is, and he will do what he has promised to do.
他是他说他是怎么样的，然后他会做他应许的事情。
So when we begin to doubt our salvation and our forgiveness,
当我们开始怀疑我们的救恩，怀疑我们接受的饶恕的时候，
we must take God at his word that those who trust in him find forgiveness.
我们要相信神的话语，那些信任他的人就能够被饶恕。
And for those of us who have trusted in Christ, let us not be like Simon.
所以像我们已经信主的人，像我们不要跟西蒙一样。
Simon was content to invite Jesus into his house, but he was unwilling to give him water or a kiss.
所以西蒙虽然邀请耶稣到他家里，但是既不给他水洗脚，也不亲跟他亲嘴。
Instead, let us show extraordinary love and devotion to Christ, like the woman did.
让我们要 显示出那种非同寻常的爱，就像那个女人一样。
Let us pour out our lives as sacrifices to the one who is worthy of our love.
让我们倾倒我们的生命，就如常是给神的一个献祭一样的，来为神而活。
And let us never take for granted God's great forgiveness.
让我们永远不要轻看神给我们的饶恕。
Let us remember the great cost at which it came.
让我们知道这个多么大的代价。耶稣付上。
We may be undeserving sinners, but let us rejoice that God has forgiven even us.
虽然我们不配，但是神还是饶恕了我们。
John Newton was an English slave trader who lived in immorality in his early life.
一个叫约翰牛顿的人，他原来是一个贩奴的人。
After his conversion, at the age of 22,He went on to become a pastor and hymn writer.
所以22岁的时候呢，他遇到了主，他就变成了一个牧师和一个写赞美诗的人。
He authored the well-known hymn that some of you may know, Amazing Grace.
是他是奇异恩典的作者。
And as John Newton neared the end of his life, he is known to have said this.
所以在牛顿他快要去世的时候，他说了这样的话。
My memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things.
我的记忆已经几乎都不存在了，但是我还是记得两件事情。
That I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great Savior.
我是一个很大的罪人，但是耶稣基督是一个很大的救主。
Brothers and sisters, may that be our confession as well.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，希望这也是我们心里能够记住的事情。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,We confess that we are great sinners. We have broken your law. We deserve your just wrath. And oh, how we thank you, though, that you have had mercy on us, that you have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to rise from the dead, so that our sins might be paid. Father, we ask that, in light of his sacrifice, that we would grow to love you more. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.